Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You know, I mean, if you want to gossip about someone negatively, one of the ingredients, the important ingredients, is to have someone listening to you. If you don't have someone listening, you're just talking to yourself. So the listener plays a role in the backbiting if the listener actively participates in the listening, and you can see it on their face. But if the person does not stop the person from gossiping, and they happen to hear, but they don't like to hear the stuff, but they didn't say anything either, it's not sinful, unless you are actively wanting to listen. So my brothers and sisters, is actively listening to negative gossip or backbiting sinful? If you're just merely around a group of people and they happen to be mentioning or backbiting someone in a negative way, and you're able to remind them and stop them, then it is a highly virtuous act in which the authentic hadith, Sheikh Al-Albani has authenticated it, saying that whoever can stop someone in their presence from backbiting someone else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from a way into hellfire. So the virtue is called Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al-Munkar, to command good and prohibit evil. It's very natural that people should stand up for others, especially us as brothers and sisters. We should not allow other people in our presence to backbite other people negatively. Not only is it a defense of our brothers and sisters in their absence, it is also assisting and helping your own brother and sister who is in front of you from earning sins and giving away their good deeds. Number three, when you have that kind of behavior, people respect you and trust you more. So your status and your reputation is elevated in the eyes of people. So it is a reward from Allah. And number four, you know, we say, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ in the Quran. The reward of good doing. Allah says, is there any other reward for doing good other than returning the favor in good? So when you are like that, generally speaking, you also benefit from the reward. Others speak good about you. So there's high virtue in that. But when you actively listen, liking, enjoying, and, you know, helping in the situation. So, you know, I mean, if you want to gossip about someone negatively, one of the ingredients, the important ingredients, is to have someone listening to you. If you don't have someone listening, you're just talking to yourself. So the listener plays a role in the backbiting if the listener actively participates in the listening, and you can see it on their face. But if the person does not stop the person from gossiping, and they happen to hear, but they don't like to hear the stuff, but they didn't say anything either, it's not sinful, unless you are actively wanting to listen. I'll give you an example, two examples. Let's say you backbit someone in front of me, and then I changed my position and I gave you more attention. I'm inviting you to talk more. Now I'm the same. Another example. Someone backbites someone to me and I go, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Is that a good statement or a bad statement? It's the best. But in this situation, guess what? It's not a good statement. Because La ilaha illallah here, I don't mean La ilaha illallah. There's no God worthy of worship but Allah. What I mean is I'm not really paying attention to the meaning. I'm just saying, wow. But I'm just trying to Islamize it, trying to get rid of my guilt. Or here is another example of active listening and encouraging. Third example.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Well, I say to you, really, poor guy. Really, is that what happened? What else happened? Yeah, subhanAllah. May Allah cure him. May Allah do this. May Allah do that. Hello, if you talk about someone is ill and sick so you can go and visit him, there's nothing wrong. But if you mention something that's bad and you say, wow, feel sorry for him. Yeah, really. May Allah make it easy for him, man. Yeah, wouldn't like to be in their position. That's also active listening. You're encouraging the backbiting. If you know the other person does not like you to say it. If you are not sure if the other person does not like you to say it, what should you do? If I don't know that my young brother here likes me mentioning this negative thing about him or not, what should I do? Just avoid it. Avoid doubts. Avoid that. One of the consequences in the hereafter of us continuing to backbite others and not doing something about it to fix it is that they earn our good deeds. Allah gives them a share of our good deeds to compensate them for their loss. If you live the life of constant backbiting all your life and never repented, never did anything about it, and on the day of judgment arrived with mountains of good deeds, you got Hajj and Salah and Sawm and Sadaqah, you got all these amazing good deeds, but you find yourself that you've backbitten this person, backbitten that person, backbitten, probably even accused this person and that person, they take from your good deeds. Depending on how much the harm was, how much the pain was, how long, how intense, some people lose all their good deeds until there's nothing left. And some had gone so overboard with this habit of backbiting, they're obsessive about it, that they lose all their good deeds. And then what does Allah do? What happens after that? How does Allah compensate for the rest of the victims? You've run out of good deeds. What happens? Allah takes from the victims bad deeds and adds them to yours. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ. And that is the meaning of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who the true bankrupt person is? And then he explained this. Backbiting, gossiping, accusing, hurting, harming, taking their wealth, all of it is included. So let us not lose our good deeds. If you are a person, a victim of gossiped about, and you can't do anything about it, one of the remedies that help us get through it and not let it get to us, alhamdulillah, one of it is learning that Allah will not let your right go without being compensated. If it is not in this world, it will be in the hereafter. So you might think, you know, someone might come and tell you, so-and-so and these people are backbiting you. Taib, if you go up to them and you start to fight and you start to talk, you have a right, you can go, and you can give them a word or two. But sometimes doing that with obnoxious people may make them talk even more and probably lead to even greater harm. So some people would like to say, okay, these are the ruthless ones. The ruthless is not the one who goes and fights. I mean, they take their right. It's ruthless and you have a right to do that. But Islamically, the more ruthless one is the one who says, okay, good, I'm very happy. Alhamdulillah, today, I didn't have to do many good deeds. I just got them for free. Today and past week, I've been earning a few shortcomings and sins. Alhamdulillah, they've taken them off me. Now, this is for a person, a true believer and faith, who understands all this and believes in all that. And a mu'min, a believer, lives this life as if they're in the hereafter. Of course, if the gossiping and backbiting is going to hurt you or your dignity or your family or your children or your wealth, a Muslim goes and makes sure that they protect these properties and these dignities as much as they can.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.